Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pearls of Wisdom by Ibn Taymiyyah. When people help one another in sin. Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, was born in Haran, an old city within the Arabian Peninsula between Syria and Iraq, on the 10th or the 12th of the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, the year 661 Hijri. He and his family were later forced to flee to Damascus due to the occupation by the Tatars. He came from a family of scholars. At an early age, he amazed his teachers at the strength of his memory, keen intelligence, and depth of understanding. Ibn Taymiyyah was one of the greatest scholars, in which his knowledge still lives on till this day. The Ummah Voice podcast presents our audience a segment of his quotes during the holy month of Ramadan. One famous quote of Ibn Taymiyyah is, "When people help one another in sin and transgression, they finish by hating each other." Relationships that are bounded by sin, such as friendships that are based on lying, cheating, backbiting, betrayal, and oppression, these relationships are fragile and weak. These relationships are weak due to the fact that if this individual is sinning against others, what makes it different that this individual won't sin upon you? These relationships do not have meaning. Purpose breeds unrest in the heart, whereby sickens and blackens the heart. These relationships foremost anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no barakah in them. These relationships over time darkens the heart, produces ingratitude, drains the spirit, nurtures resentment, and will breed hatred. The true purpose that bounded these individuals were sin and no meaningful purpose. A true healthy relationship begins with sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sincerity that is uplifting, has remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forbids evil and enjoins good. It is a relationship that is genuine due to the fact that one truly loves the good for the individual and is motivating to do good and steer away from sins. It is a relationship that should remind us of what our purpose is here for in this life, and allows us to grow seeking rida from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surround us by righteous ones.